one of the girls lived in Leichhardt, didn't know her here. And when I was in this little village in New Hampshire where we had our country store, we used to have a mailman come through every morning and bring the bag of mail to the post office that was in the store. And one morning he came and he said, "Guess what? There's another Aussie down the road." And I couldn't believe it, because this was a little remote, beautiful little New England village. It consisted of four villages. And where I lived was North Sutton, and there was East Sutton and West Sutton and South Sutton. So there was this Australian girl in South Sutton. And so one evening I said, "Lloyd, let's drive down and see what's what." Her husband had been in the Navy and been wounded and been shipped home to Massachusetts to the Naval Hospital there, and he lost a lung. And they told him, they recommended that he go to some quiet little country town and recover for a year before he tried to get back into civilian life. And so through one of the Boston papers, they found this place for rent. And she was pregnant. I'd had my son. She was pregnant, so she was pretty much in a fog to come to this little village and not know anybody. I didn't know anybody, but at least through my husband, I could get to know people. But her husband was a stranger too, so we started a very close friendship. She had a little girl, who was the most beautiful little child I'd ever laid eyes on. Later became a model for children's book illustrators, and my son, of course, had a crush on her.